This is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 114 for Friday, August 28th. Yes, August 28th, 2015. I'm part of the 2015 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. You may hear a little noise in the background. This will be could be similar to the Monday show that you've never heard and that I still haven't put up as like the little aborted 3-minute version of it. Charlotte is in the background, only about 6 or 7 feet from me, working on dinner. So you may hear a little bit of noise in the background. That's her. She may say something. Friday, glad of it. Last weekend before Dragon Con, got a couple little things to get accomplished this weekend for that. But looking forward to this time next week. Should be, in fact, this time next week, I think Podcast Chuck and Craig and Clinton and is that everyone? There's a bunch of people doing the 5:30 podcast. Will already be over. Well, yeah, I guess it's an hour. I haven't actually looked at the schedule, but I'm just guessing it's an hour, so it may already be over at this point. But I know where I'll probably be in that general area. Today, I had a couple of things to talk about, but I actually was running today and listening to Dave Slusher's Evil Genius Chronicles from a few days ago. I don't remember which one it was, but he was talking about guilty pleasures. That's what it was. And mentioned was trying to figure out things. And at one point was mentioning TV shows. You know, just kind of a throwaway line. It was like, you know, and those people that say, oh, I don't like reality TV, but I watch Chopped, for example. And I do. And part of the reason that stuck in my head is because I watched Chopped, I think, last night or the night before last. I do on occasion go on little Chopped rampages where I watch several episodes in a row. I do actually like cooking shows. I don't really cook. I can cook. But I don't cook. I need to do more cooking. as my wife laughs in the background since she cooks for us every night. But it may actually, I wasn't thinking about the cooking part so much as it was like, oh yeah, Chopped. And then like last night I watched some other what's replaced what not to wear. Love, Lust, or Runaway or something like that. Anyway, sometimes you just, you know, TV ends up on a weird channel and you're not necessarily watching it like to watch it, but you're still watching it. You know, it just happens. But it made me think, I love, like, for example, I love knowing, going, being able to go back and know, for example, what I listen to podcast wise, because I listen to podcasts pretty much solely on my phone now. And I have a Last FM Scrobbler on my phone and I don't really listen to music on my phone. So when things get scrabbled, I have a separate account. I've been a Last.fm user for a long time. I do have a regular Last.fm account that I listen to music with, but in general, I just scrabble the podcasts to a separate Last.fm account. I got the idea from Dave Slusher. He scrabbles his podcasts as well. I just have a separate account just for podcast stuff since I don't really listen to very much music on my phone. It works out fine. But it got me thinking. I was like, I know that there are there are several things like that allow you to grab a snippet of audio and be able to tell what you're watching on TV. They leverage the fact, they kind of assume that you're watching broadcast, you know, cable broadcast television, something that's on television right now versus a streaming site like Roku. So there's a fairly constrained list of possible shows that you could be watching if they assume that. And you can grab a snippet of audio. I can do it on my Android phone, like the phone itself. At least one or two of the apps that used to be music identification only can do it now. Anyway, you grab a snippet of audio and it's like, oh, you're watching, you know, What Not to Wear or whatever it is. But it made me I would love to have that same capability on the TV, like for what's on the TV, and started thinking about, I've got a couple of Arduinos, but I think an extra Raspberry Pi around here somewhere in a drawer. And I love the idea of little projects for that stuff. I actually just backed a Kickstarter for like a $9. These things are getting so cheap, it's amazing. There's a $9 Linux, like mini micro computer. That's, you know, it's like a 1 gigahertz machine, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. It's got, I think it has like either half a gig or a gig of RAM. It's got a little bit of solid state, either got a little bit of solid state storage, or it definitely has, you know, a place to put a SD chip, like a mini micro SD card. Anyway, so you could use that. But right now I've got a Raspberry Pi. So I was thinking about maybe looking for the APIs for one of the services that does the TV identification, and maybe sticking a Raspberry Pi behind the television and having it periodically grab a sample of audio and try and match that through one of those services and figure out what I'm watching, and just so I can keep track of it, you know, over time, and say, oh, even if I'm, you know, I'm not necessarily always the person watching TV in the house, but if I had a list of everything that was being played, I could pretty easily, I can't always remember what I have been watching, but if I had a list of things that were watched on the TV, I would know, yeah, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, you know, so I could just take things off, and that would be super cool. I love those sort of things. You know, that's why I like, I started out with the running apps. I started out with Indomondo. Now I use Runkeeper. I love those things because, you know, you can keep keeping data on all these things that are happening and stuff. So listening to Dave's podcast today made me think about that little project that I'm going to get that Raspberry Pi and poke around, find some APIs. There's got to be some way to do it. I haven't looked it up yet, but that's my plan, is to try and do as much as possible, be able to kind of record somewhere, even if it's just in a little database of my own. Although I've been doing a lot of work with cloud database stuff for work lately. I do database administration, and the cloud, you know, everything's going to the cloud. So we're studying the cloud, in terms of performance versus compared to our dedicated hardware, you know, pricing, all that sort of thing. I'm one of the people that's doing a big comparison across all the services and stuff right now. So I mean, who knows? I may stick it in some cloud database somewhere, but I think that's a project that's the kind of project that I like, and I think that's a project that I'm going to work on. It should be pretty cool. So I'm going to stick that as yet another project on my list of projects that seem really neat, and hopefully, I've got the Raspberry Pi. In fact, I know where it is. I can go plug it in and get connected to it and start hacking on it, you know, tomorrow. So I will update. Probably it'll certainly take more than the dog days, but as things go along, I will update folks if I get anything working with that. So I thought that was interesting enough to me, at least, that I would talk about it today, because otherwise we're deep into the dog days of the dog days, and you don't always know what you're going to talk about. So that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone today. You can find it at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. That'll have, I have their place for comments. I have all my social media links. I am Kenzoid on many places. Not everywhere, but almost everywhere. I think it was either Chuck or Craig. I think it was Chuck just asked me a little while ago, because I mentioned something on the Dog Days Facebook page about Untappd. Yes, I am indeed Kenzoid. Yeah, I'm 90% sure I'm Kenzoid on Untappd. I told the person, Chuck, I think it was Chuck. I told them I was, so I hope I am. But yes, I am on Untappd, so if you do that, you can friend me on there as well. But pretty much all of them are listed at kenzoid.com. My email address is there. I think I even have my Google Voice phone number's on there somewhere if you want to leave audio feedback, which you're free to do. So And this podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Hope your weekend is starting off well, and we'll talk to you soon.